You know, I've been saying for a long time now, and a lot of people have been saying it, that the public schools are no good, and that I've been saying that any parent that send their children to a public school today doesn't love their children, because the mother can stay, especially if married, the mother can stay home and raise the man's children and educate the children at home. There are other ways out, but they don't love their children. And in knowing what's happening at the public school, because they're on an ego, the parents on an ego trip, trying to be equal and all that mess, they just don't care about the children. And the public schools are going crazy. But it doesn't matter, because the parents want to go and get ego feeling, feel good. And so they just sacrifice the children anyway. And especially the white parents, and I guess the Asian parents, but especially the white parents. I'd never imagined that one day white parents would demonstrate the lack of love for their children by sacrificing them to baby care, daycare, and the public schools. And then they know, it's not like it's not known, but the white parents know that there is an attack, not only on the white adult, but on their children. And they don't care. Long as the mother can go and pretend she's equal to the father, the hell with what's happening to the white children. There's no love. When I say nobody love nobody, nobody love nobody, I mean that. It's so true. It is so true. It's all about self. And that's because they have not overcome the ego self, the false self. Nobody, husbands don't love wives, wives don't love husbands, mothers don't love children, her own children. And they lie all the time and say how much they love them. And they be lying. And they lie about it so they can feel good about it in order to look good in somebody else's eyes, so that they think that, oh, she's such a good mother. She's a liar. She's not. If she was a good mother, no such thing, by the way. If she was a good mother, then she would not be sacrificing the man's children to the schools and places out there. And it's known in our country today that white kids and Asian kids are smarter than any other kids. They, like, lead the way in smartness, right? And so in some of these schools, they have special classes for smart and gifted children. And in the beginning, when they started, everybody was fine with it. They were fine with it because it made sense. Why leave the smart kids in class with dumb kids and hold them back just because the other kids are dumb? And the parents don't care. The parents don't put time in helping the kids do homework and stuff like that. Why make your kids suffer with them? So they created gifted classes, smart classes. But now that you're letting the blacks take over, they're saying, oh, that's too many. There are too many Asian and white kids in the smart classes. There are too many smart kids in the gifted classes. And so you're making the black kids and the Mexican kids look bad, especially black kids. I almost don't want to include the Mexican kid with the black kids. But black and brown. And so the blacks that are taking over saying there are too many smart white kids and Asian kids in these gifted classes. So we got to cut it out because it makes the black dumb kids look, make the black kids look dumb over there by themselves, and they still over there fighting and ain't doing nothing. So they ending, in some places they're ending the gifted classes. According to the Daily Mail, Seattle has shuttered its gifted and talented program because the school board determined they had too many white and Asian students. Watch this from Fox.
Starting this fall, all neighborhood schools in Seattle will have to incorporate gifted students into their classrooms. Typically, many of these highly capable students are either separated into different schools or what's known as cohorts, where they're kept together so teachers can focus on their advanced needs. But Seattle Public Schools is getting rid of the cohort model in the name of equity.
Historically, it boils down to highly capable cohorts having more white and Asian students and other races underrepresented. Their website says gifted students will not be separated and will start going to their neighborhood schools in order to address, quote, historical inequity.
Teachers in the district will now be required to come up with individualized learning programs for all of their students, leaving some parents of students already in this advanced program arguing that their kids will now be held back by the concentration of lower learning students.
Wow. You would think that the blacks would not want that to happen. The black would say, no, don't do that. You're making us so stupid now. You were, because now you're saying we are not smart and you want to get rid of the smart kids school and put them in with us because we're just not capable. You would think they wouldn't want that to happen, but they don't care. And watch how the white parents and the Asian parents are going to, I don't know if the Asian's going to do it, but the white parents are going to send their children to the dumb classes now. Because that means the white mother has to stay home or find some good private school to put them in. They don't have time for that. They got to go out and build their ego. So let the kids get beat up, the white kids get beat up. Let them be dumbed down. Let them be attacked. Put them in with the blacks. Just throw them in there. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And look like, if I would recommend that the blacks pull away from the black mentality and the crowd mentality on going along with those blacks who feel that way and say no, you know, uh-uh. I'm going to earn it myself. If not, fine, but I don't want to do this. You got to start being individuals, black. You got to do what you want, but I would recommend you just be you. Be yourself. And stop going along with the crowd trying to prove something. The crowd is always wrong. There's not one time the crowd is right. Always wrong. Why not be an individual? The way the blacks were in the good old days before the so-called civil rights movement. Why not just say, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm pulling out. It's like pulling it away from the plantation of the Democratic Party. Some blacks are saying, you know what? Nope, I'm done. But those blacks who identify with the party or identify with the color or identify with affirmative actions, they'll stand, and you're going to love them. Not all, but most teachers really do feel this way. Watch this from TikTok.
Expectations, but you guys always want to push it. You privileged white boys always just want to push it to the end. No, knock it off, Trayton. Knock it off.
That's allegedly a teacher yelling at the white kids. You privileged white kids. You privileged white boys. And they laughing at her. Oh, it's insane. And yet the parents might hear about that. And they're going to send the kids right back to her. Because that means if they don't send them back to her, then the mother got to stay home. And if the mother stay home and raise the man's children, educate them at home, how will she prove she's equal to the man? What will happen to her ego? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I'm serious too. I'm not making it up. I'm not trying to be sensational. I'm not trying to get a reaction. But I just never thought, a whole bunch of stuff that's happened in my country, I never imagined. But I never imagined that one day white people be so afraid. We'll have so much fear. It just, it's just something you just don't think about. I just never imagined that. To the point that they let their children get beat up by the color people. By the black. These white kids are getting brutalized by the blacks. And there's like more than one kid jumping on the white kid and just beating them. But the mother and the father don't care. They send them right back the next day. Oh, you got to prove you're not a racist. So go back to school and get your butt kicked again. And you better pray you come out alive. I just never thought white people would become cowardly people. Look what it took to build America by the whites. They have curves back then. That's gone now. According to VladTV.com, Miss Brown, a Detroit teacher who also goes by the rap name Drippin' Honey. Miss Brown, a Detroit teacher who also goes by the rap name Drippin' Honey, explained that a parent of one of her students was unhappy about her song Drippin' 101. Her music video from Drippin' 101 featured her own students. Watch this from Drippin' Honey. Amazing. And you think it's racism that's holding the blacks back? It's that. And you want to get rid of your smart white children and Asian children and put them in with that? According to this report, allegedly, that's a teacher making a Drippin' Honey video with the students. They are black. And if you complain about it, say something about it, especially if you're white, they'll call you a racist. And so the white doesn't say anything. They had the eclipse thing. It happened. And it's not the first time it has happened in the world. Not the second time, not the third time. But it was interesting to watch on the media, in the news, local news and some national news. It was interesting to see the people get all wiring up about it. And it was so emotional and feeling so good. I heard one reporter say, oh, it's nice that the people are uniting together for a cause. You were not uniting together, but I heard that. And it was amazing to see how easily it is for human beings to get excited over nothing, to at least get a moment of thrill, of a so-called feel-good thrill, so that they can forget their problems for a minute. And as soon as the eclipse passed, they were back in their misery, reminded again of their hell that they're living in. It was amazing to see it. People getting that excited over a moon going between the sun and the earth. Now they got to wait for another eclipse or something else so they can believe that the end time is still coming. May God have mercy upon human beings. All for the thrill of it. For the thrill of it. This is from Citizen Free Press. Reporter loses control on live TV as the eclipse passed over Texas. Watch this from the Weather Channel.
The crowd is willing it! Yes! Woo! We can see it! Just for a minute, just for a second, but I'll take it! I will take it! Yuck it in!
That's evil. You hear the cries of evil. That's what that was. The cries of evil. Emotions are not good, folks. Do what you want. I suggest you overcome emotions. There's a better life without emotion, a better life. The worst life is an emotional life. The best life is an unemotional life. But you got to lose a life to get it. A CBS was reporting, police says a woman claiming God told her to go on shooting spree because of solar eclipse. Isn't that amazing? I guarantee you, if that happened, if this story is true, the devil told her to do that. The end time is coming. You might as well go shooting. According to CBS, police says a woman claiming God told her to go on a shooting spree because of solar eclipse shot drivers on Florida interstate.
What the?
So according to the report, this woman went out and shot drivers on the Florida interstate because she believed God told her to do that. That's what emotions would do for you. When you hear these people saying, God called me to preach. God told me to do this. They're talking about the devil. They're not talking about the true God. They're talking about their fallen God, Satan. They even managed to make an eclipse about racism. They made it about racism. The moon going between the earth and the sun was racist. Or about racism. Why is this from CapitalBNews.org?
From Capital B, eclipse fever is gripping black Texans. While the event will cast a brief shadow on life in Texas, it sheds a light on scientific fields that have been mainly out of reach for black folks.
Lord, Hammer, everything is about the blacks. Now the black can be and make it difficult for them to get into science. And you know what's going to happen next? We're going to lower the standard. They are going to lower the, white people are going to lower the standards for science, and they're going to let the blacks in, and it's over for science. No more good science. The black need the eclipse to be smart enough to know about the eclipse.
Come on, man.
White people, I told you, they see you as superior. This menthol story, I didn't know. I forgot about cigarettes, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know. Well, I used to know, though, now that we talk about it. I didn't know that menthols had such a hold on people. But I remember growing up in Alabama, and I knew several of my young cousins and things that smoked cigarettes. And they smoked Pall Mall.
Hey, I knew that Pall Mall was a cigarette. I knew that Pall Mall was a cigarette before I even knew what cigarettes were.
Before you knew your name.
Yeah.
And Pall Mall was a strong cigarette, right?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah.
I think it was. I'm not sure either, because I never smoked.
Yeah.
But I know that they used to really smoke. But I didn't know that there was a fight over not banning Pall Malls. Menthols, Pall Mall, but menthol. This story from the Washington Examiner, the FDA first proposed banning menthols in 2022, but the proposal may be delayed until after the 2024 election as Biden weighs his support within the black community. Watch this compilation. I want you to comment on it.
Okay.
Health officials say that menthol cigarettes are more appealing to young people because the menthol eases the throat irritation that you experience when you first try a cigarette.
Smoother Newport, fresher Newport, smoother, more refreshing cigarette.
For years, anti-tobacco has argued black Americans have been disproportionately targeted by the menthol industry, and President Biden is preparing to do something about it.
The ban on menthol cigarettes has been in the works for nearly a decade.
As part of Biden's efforts to reduce health disparities highlighted by the pandemic, the FDA is expected to ban menthol cigarettes and cigars, which is preferred by 85% of black cigarette smokers.
Well, that's because the blacks, not all, but most of them are not working on themselves. So they have a lot of emotional problems. You know, they're angry, they're up and down emotionally. So I can see why they are doing it.
Yeah. Although I don't think of blacks as regular cigarette smokers for the most part.
And who are the regular ones?
Asians and whites are like high-stress people. They stress, they work, and they're quietly judgmental, so they have to smoke more.
And so, but this story, Charlotte was saying
but pot, that... Yeah, blacks do more pot. But you're right, they do, as far as menthol cigarettes specifically go, blacks like those because they have a nice flavor, easier on the throat. And I heard that gays and women also like menthol cigarettes.
And so they want to ban the cigarettes because the blacks said that it's a problem?
The blacks are not saying that it's a problem. Many of the blacks like the menthol cigarettes.
Oh, they don't want them banned.
Right.
Oh.
Because they're claiming, the Biden administration is claiming that the cigarette companies are targeting the blacks, but they're only targeting because the blacks like them. It's a mutual attraction. They're both attracted to each other because blacks like the menthols. And so if you find out that blacks are liking the menthols, you're going to advertise catered more towards the blacks.
But now they want to put it off until after the election. It looks like the blacks should know, why you put it off after? You want me to vote for you, then you're going to give me my cigarette back.
I hope that
I want to take my cigarette away.
I hope Trump points that out.
That is such a powerful point.
Yeah, because that's just, that's trying to trick them, basically.
Yeah, we're going to ban your cigarette. But since election times are here, we're going to ban your cigarette because we want to help you save your life. But since the election time, we need to vote. So we're going to put off the ban until after the vote.
Terrible. Then they're going to be mad, and then, which they're already mad, like you said.
Out in Washington Examiner's report, Al Sharpton has come out against the ban, saying it would give police more reason to target black people. Watch this from the Wall Street Journal.
Menthols remain a huge part of the cigarette market. They account for about a third of all cigarettes sold in the U.S.
Cigarette companies have marketed menthol brands like Newport, Cool, and Salem to black people, distributing free packs in black neighborhoods and running magazine and billboard ads depicting carefree black smokers.
Reynolds American, which makes Newport, has given money to prominent black community leaders who have opposed the ban, like Reverend Al Sharpton and civil rights attorney Ben Crump. Crump says he's accepted money from Reynolds for things like scholarships for black youth, but the money has not influenced his opinion. Sharpton did not reply to request for comment. They and groups like the ACLU and members of the Congressional Black Caucus have expressed concerns that the ban will disproportionately impact people of color.
They have argued that menthol bans would lead to racial profiling by police.
Amazing. So the blacks are pitiful with everything?
Yep.
They need somebody to look out for them for everything?
The reason is...
it's all about the money. Follow the money. See how they said that these cigarettes come and give it out, stopping that ban got money.
Eric Garner, remember that fat guy who said, I can't breathe? He's the original I can't breathe guy from 2014.
Out of New York.
He had a history of selling Lucy cigarettes because New York city of New York puts a high tax on cigarettes.
Right.
So he sells them and undercuts no tax. And so he undercuts the legitimate marketplaces that are selling cigarettes. So he sells like individual cigarettes, or used to before he died.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if he was selling Newports. The blacks do a lot more crime with theft and selling stuff black market, I guess, on the streets. And so the police are going to be targeting them because there's a new thing outlawed. So the police are going to be looking at them. It's another reason for the police to be looking at them.
So cigarettes are illegal?
Well, the menthol cigarettes, for example, in California, are illegal.
But why cigarettes are illegal when pot is legal?
Because cigarettes cause long-term things like cancer and all that stuff, according to the reports. And pot is not linked with cancer at this point. It's not
linked with everything. You get high, you go out and have accidents on the road and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they like people being high and bums. but cigarettes has run its course of, in terms of making people bums. Actually, people who do cigarettes more like work, I think.
They want to take away your cigarettes, right? But according to the Post-Millennial, San Francisco will be hosting its first ever Weed Week. Its first ever Weed Week. Pot Week. Isn't that amazing? A celebration aimed at embracing marijuana culture in the city. Watch this from KRON. Watch this.
SF Weed Week will feature 7 nights of 7 growers releasing new strains in 7 licensed lounges and dispensaries.
I believe growers are our rock stars. I know that strains are our celebrities, and they deserve that kind of treatment. These lounges deserve to be packed.
Celebrating SF Weed Week is just like Beer Week and Restaurant Week and all these other things. As a matter of fact, Restaurant Week and Weed Week should be at the same time. Because yes! What are you going to do after you finish smoking? You're going to be hungry. 420 is an organic event that has come together, not because the city says it so, but because of the community makes it happen. We project in 2024 and 2025 that it will project $789 million into our economy.
It's all about the money. And that was Mayor London Bree, a black mayor of San Francisco. Now do you want the blacks running your country? Do you still want them running your cities? Look what happens. Celebrating weed. Weed is not a joke, folks. Watch this from Bright Quest. Some people who use marijuana may experience symptoms of psychosis, including paranoia, delusions, and hallucination. Watch this from CBS.
What is the noise?
Our kid's brain was gone.
That was Robin Marie McIntosh's reaction when they spoke to their son Madison in March. The 24-year-old who lives in Phoenix was acting strange.
He's been talking gibberish. He's been telling people that he tried to commit suicide. He's been saying all sorts of weird things.
Madison's brother filmed this video that same night.
My brain. What have you instilled in me? What am I tuning out the noise?
It was like the lights on, but no one's home. It was the strangest thing to recognize somebody. You know, I know that. That's my son, but you don't recognize him.
They learned Madison was vaping multiple times a day. At the hospital, doctors diagnosed him with cannabis-induced psychosis.
What the heck is that?
A study out of Colorado found a 77% increase in suicide deaths among 10 to 19-year-olds with marijuana in their systems.
Amazing. But they're going to celebrate a week of weed. Week. When will you take control of your own life and stop listening to the experts? Don't listen to me or anyone. Take control of your own life. Take care of you. Nobody else care about you. Really, nobody else care about you. Your own parents don't care. This is from CNN. This is Donald Trump, and I'm telling you this, making America great again, right? This is from CNN. Donald Trump said Monday that abortion rights should be left to the states, offering his clearest stance yet on one of the most, quote-unquote, delicate issues in American politics. Watch this from Donald Trump.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving, and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. What could be more beautiful or better than that? The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father. They're beautiful babies, and that's what we are. Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended, Roe v. Wade. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline.
That's for sure. So that's where the great white hope stands That's his stance on abortion. In case somebody asks, because some people only watch liberal news and they only get one side of the story, they believe it. Rather than not taking sides at all, they just believe it. But he's leaving it up to the states. And my country is in a mess right now, and it's getting worse. And if you do vote the Democrats back in again, you can hang it up. You can literally hang it up. Breitbart is reporting that all, not one, not two, not three, but according to Breitbart, all 371 locations of the 99-cent store, 99 cent, not even a dollar, even though it is a dollar, but not even a dollar.
What the?
All 371 locations of the 99-cent store only stores are shutting down, with company executive blaming the difficult decision on such causes as inflationary pressures. Watch this from NBC.
As 99-cent only stores from California to Texas prepare for their final curtain.
I didn't believe it.
Longtime customers in communities that rely on them the most.
In a normal place, this is around $40.
The loss of a reliable bargain source is felt most by those who need it.
That needs to stay.
99-cent only issued a statement Thursday, citing various reasons for the closures, ranging from the pandemic to changing consumer demand to shoplifting.
Amazing. They're stealing from the 99-cent store. I remember in my whole lifetime, well, since I've been in California, I went into a 99-cent store maybe twice. And then for some reason in my mind, and all thoughts are all lies all the time, I didn't want to buy the thing from the 99-cent store because I thought it was used stuff. Or I thought it was stuff that came from other locations where they got old. And you didn't really want it. But that was my mindset. I was wrong. But the 99-cent store closed or closing. And they're stealing from the 99-cent. You ain't got 99-cent. Come on, man. You don't deserve it if you ain't got 99-cent. Even the blast for Trump are catching hell on the airplanes now. This is from the Blaze. Delta Airline passenger recorded video of an airline officer kicking him off his flight and threatening him with being placed on the airline no-fly list if he doesn't comply. Watch this from X.
And I'll just call Atlanta and speak to corporate security.
Okay.
And if you do come on the jet bridge, flip the shirt in, outside, in and out, right, so that word doesn't show, I will have to deplane the whole aircraft.
No.
I'm sorry about that, sir. It's just Delta policy. You cannot wear it. And they did advise me also you will be on the no-flying list. So you want to come out on the jet bridge and just keep the shirt and get everybody else to wear it?
You have yet to show me something.
All right. It's a policy. And you can call and we could go ahead and look it up online right on the jet bridge. It's a computer.
If it's online, just pull out your cell phone.
But that's not inconvenient.
No. You're making this an inconvenient because last time I checked, I live in the United States of America with the First Amendment, freedom of press, freedom of speech, or freedom of religion. Do I not? Ma'am, do I not? No. Do I not? Ma'am, do I not?
Okay.
Do I not have the freedom of press or freedom of religion or freedom of speech anymore in this country?
Amazing. He had on F. Joe Biden or Biden. And the woman, according to the report, telling him, you can't fly with that shore. According to the Blaze, as he departs the plane, he says, this is what's wrong with our country. There's definitely one thing that's wrong with it. What happened to America? The third world country came to me. I didn't go to it. I didn't move from America over to them. They came here. And you think flying is bad? And it is. It's risky? And it is. Remember they used to tell us flying was safer than riding a car. You're safer in the air, in the sky, than you are on the ground in a car. That's changed now. I can't believe that these people are so desperate for money and so-called power that they would put our lives at risk in the sky. Well, you think that's bad? I want to relax for a minute and watch this. If this doesn't cause you to shake in your boots, if this doesn't cause your afro to turn into an Amerifro, I don't know what will. This, and I want to remind you, this is happening in America, Michigan, America. Dearborn, Michigan, America. Not over in Allah-u-Abba country, right down the road. You're not, I want to say you're not going to believe this, but I guess at this point you will believe this. People, y'all need to be concerned. Not be afraid. Don't get fear. Fear is not of God. Fear is not good. Fox is reporting that protesters in Dearborn, Michigan shouted, listen to this, shouted death to America and death to Israel during a rally held in the town in Michigan, United States. Watch this from X.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. This is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America.
Death to America.
Malcolm X said, and I quote,
always
we live in one
black.
Of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go.
Death to Israel. Wow. That's in America, folks. Any bombs lately? This is not a joke. Those people came to our country. We didn't invite them here. They came on their own free will, however they got here. And they shouted death to America like they do over in Allah-u-Abba country. Remember the tower building down in New York that went down? That was death to America. And have you heard Joe Biden or anyone speak out against it? What will it take? This is evil versus good, folks. This is not good at all. Death to America. And they always, every evil group used blacks. You got to quote Malcolm X now. That is to pull in the black people to go along with it. Anyway, you've been warned. We're not even safe in our own country anymore. You talk about the economy. The economy is bad. How about safety? Why did they come here? If they liked the way their system was where they came from, why didn't they stay there and go back? Death to America. People, you need to be calling your politicians right away. They need to do something about that before this get out of control. And these people don't play. They feel like it's okay to die for their cause. They're not like soft American. We ain't gonna die for no cause. Most people won't even die for Jesus. We definitely ain't gonna die for no cause, but these people will. And they'll take whoever's around with them. This is not a joke. This is worth looking into. Call your politicians and tell them they need to stop this one. Send them back to their country or do something. Because they want to destroy the entire system of America. We didn't make these people come here. We didn't invite them here. Not that I'm aware of. I didn't. and deaf to America and deaf to Israel. Paul is here. You've been hearing that the blacks are supporting the great white hope, and the Democrats don't know what to do with that. They just don't know how to handle it.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
I rest my case. The great white hope. The Democrats are having a hissy fit about it because they need the blacks to vote for them. Keep the blacks on the plantation just for votes only. And black Americans have started to see that the Democrats are now putting their focus on the illegal aliens. And they're imposing the illegal aliens in their neighborhoods. Things are rough for them. They can't find a job. They're like, I'm leaving the plantation. Bye. And they're starting to support the Great White Hope. The Democrats have never seen this before. They're like, what the? Y'all trying to wake up? And they're like, please don't go. Please don't go. Don't go away. I need you to stay. They need the blacks to stay just for the votes. And the blacks, most of them, not all, are not even listening to their so-called black leader for a change. Thank God. They're starting to think for themselves. And they're not happy with the way the great white hope are being treated. So they're seeing for themselves. And the liberal media and others just don't know what to do with it. And believe me, between now and November, they're going to try to work up something. Here's some more news about the Great White Hope and the support that are coming from black Americans. This is from Breitbart. Donald Trump was greeted by enthusiastic supporters at Chick-fil-A, or at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia, while on the campaign trail, and ordered 30 milkshakes and chicken for everybody. Watch this compilation.
Hey. It's nice to see everybody. How you doing, Trump?
I'm doing good.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you. We support you, man. Okay, right.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Yeah, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
It's the Lord's chicken.
That's the Lord's chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Amazing. No wonder black people love chicken so much. It's the Lord's chicken. What now?
Amazing.
There are black people starting to wake up spiritually and practically, in practical ways like this. And they don't know what to do with it. They have never seen blacks wake up in this drove like this. Numbers. Isn't that amazing? Right on. But between now, and it's going to be a long, hot summer, but between now and November, pay attention to how desperate the Democrats become. Especially seeing the blacks wake up and a lot of young people of all races and supporting the Great White Hope no matter what they try to do to him. People are starting to pay attention. And the last thing the devil wants you to do is to pay attention. He doesn't want you to pay attention to him and you and outside of you, inside of others. He wants you to argue. He wants you to prove something to keep you in hell. Amazing. And remember yesterday, If you didn't hear, you can podcast the show yesterday. My experts and I, we had a discussion about Ethan Crumbly. And Ethan was accused of going into a high school there or to a school and shooting up some kids. And his parents were arrested for it. They went into court, and now they have been sentenced to 10 to 15 years, I believe, of prison time. And that's wrong, because they're not responsible for what the kids do outside of their home, right? And I said yesterday, and we have very interesting discussion about it. You can podcast it, my experts and I. And I said that this is about, I believe, it's about going after white people and the Second Amendment. Going after white people and the Second Amendment. That's why they're doing this. They don't, it's not about, they don't really blame Ethan's parents. It's just another way, since they have to be white. And it's easy to go after white people today. They're just going after the white to get our guns taken away from us. That's what this is all about. And I said, watch what's going to happen after what they've done to Ethan's parents by having them, by putting them in prison. And the stupid judge said she prayed on it. When she said she prayed on it, I knew they were going to jail. Whenever a woman tells she prayed on it, you better run, because you're on your way to hell. I knew they were going to jail. And I told you that you're going to hear more and more of this now, especially about taking your guns. They're going to use every example now of people using guns to hurt others. They're going to use it. Every little chance they get now, they're going after the Second Amendment. And you're blind and you're falling for it by agreeing with it, because you can't see what's happening. I told you what happened. Here's an example. This is from Fox. The Justice Department says that the FBI has arrested an 18-year-old in Idaho after uncovering his truly horrific and violent plot to attack churches on behalf of ISIS. Watch this from ABC.
This morning, the FBI claims this 18-year-old was on the verge of conducting a terror plot involving attacks on multiple churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Alexander Mercurio seen here knife in hand and expressing his allegiance to ISIS. The FBI says his plot involved a murderous rampage using knives and firearms to kill parishioners. He also planned to set their houses of worship on fire, going from church to church until he was killed by police. It's a plan eerily similar to that recent ISIS assault on that concert hall in Moscow. Mercurio sent an audio file to an FBI confidential informant. 20 seconds long, it says in part, "I'm answering the call for the Islamic State for jihad and to kill." Sources tell ABC News his father had dozens of weapons, including an AR-15-style assault rifle.
See, yeah, they're going after your guns. Now, I'm not surprised if this is true, and I'm only going by what they're saying right now. But when you heard that Alau Abba guy last Friday, we played it this week, saying death to America, death to Israel, what did you think going to happen after that? And they were not arrested and shipped back to their country. What do you think going to happen? They're saying death to America. We've seen them say this over their country, and then after that come violence. So I'm not surprised to hear this story, but I really want you to pay attention to them using these and anything like it to take your weapon. Fox News reported that the FBI says he devised a plan to incapacitate his father, restrain him using handcuffs, and steal his firearms to use for maximum casualties in an attack he had been planning to carry out. It's about the guns. Not about the man. It should be about the man that threatened to do this if it's true, but it's about the guns. Amazing. Your freedom being taken away from you because you're emotional, you're afraid to stand alone, you have to join a group and go along with whatever the group says, and you end up in a ditch with the group. You end up in a hole. Only a few are willing to take that straight and narrow path alone. As long as you're afraid to stand alone, you're going to be in hell. And because the reason the group is a group, because the group is afraid. And fear is not of God. God does not, you can bank on it. He does not give you a spirit of fear. Anyone that has fear has anger. Anyone that has anger has fear. And you're of your father, the devil. You must return to the Father. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. You must return to the Father. And stop identifying. You have to use the word religion when you communicate, but don't identify with religion. The moment you identify with it, it drives you crazy. It makes you think and do crazy things because you've taken on a false identity. How about no identities? Why can't you just live a life free? I was talking to a lady yesterday, and she ran a business. She has her own business. And she took on this idea that she was going to be Mother Teresa. And she hired friends and family members into her business, and they destroyed her. They talked about her, even the family members as well. The friends, they took money from her, and they destroyed her. But it was her fault because she was trying to be Mother Teresa. It was all about the thrill of trying to be good or trying to appear as a good person or trying to be likable. And now she's paying a price for it. Why not just live free with no titles, no identities, no false self? Why not die from the ego spiritually? I want to give you one quick example of what a religion can do for you and to you. New York Post has reported that authorities says a 3-year-old girl was tortured to death during an exorcism that her family performed on her in a California church. She told her mother, "I love you." And her corpse was later left lying on the altar. Watch this from KPIX.
59-year-old Renee Trigueros Hernandez and 19-year-old Renee Aaron Hernandez Santos appeared together in court as they were both formally charged with child abuse causing the death of 3-year-old Aureli Doe last September. The girl's mother, Claudia Hernandez Santos, was previously charged with the same crime. The death happened inside a small church located behind this house on South 2nd Street in San Jose. A statement of facts released by the district attorney's office states the defendants believe the girl was possessed by a demon because she would sometimes wake up at night and cry or scream. The mother, Claudia, posted a YouTube video discussing her daughter's death, but not fully explaining it.
Because I cannot change what is, you know, it is what it is. So I've learned to think positive, you know, because it's many reasons why God took her.
God took her. God had nothing to do with that. You can't rebuke the devil out of nobody. They have to want it, and God will do it. According to the Daily Mail, I want you to think about that. They try to rebuke the devil out of the girl because she wakes up crying, and they are of the devil, and the devil try to rebuke the devil. What the? If the story is true. According to the report, Daily Mail has reported a South African pastor allegedly caught a thief stealing from his church and took matters into his own hands. The pastor allegedly, the pastor, along with his son, allegedly held him down and placed his hands over a tree branch, severing both his hands and leaving him bleeding as they fled the scene. I've said it once, and this is like an extreme example, right? But I said it once, I said it twice, and many, many times. The human heart is evil. The human heart is evil. Anyone that thinks that they love someone is evil. Anyone that thinks you'll be loved is evil. Anyone that thinks they love grandma and ma, that they feel so bad they can't care ma, is evil. That's not love. Anyone that won't forgive because you're afraid the church is going to turn against you is evil. You're evil. You must be born again. You must return to the Father. And human beings are evil. I challenge you all, look around, look at yourself first, and look around you. You don't know one human being that's not evil. You don't know one human being that loves you and you love them. You don't know one. Never have met one, never know one, ain't seen one. Except the one and two that's working on themselves now to overcome evil. And there are men and women now, a few, who have come to realize they need to forgive mama and return to the Father. And not just intellectually. That ain't it. You hear knowledge about it, you let that knowledge go, wisdom come, and it will guide you the rest of the way. But if you hold on to knowledge, you're going to stay in hell. And that's why the intellectual people are pure evil. It doesn't matter the degrees they have. It doesn't matter. And it's going to get worse because hell is on earth inside of people. Some people say, oh, I'm scared of dying. I don't want to go to hell. You're already in hell. Anyone that has anger, has fear, you're in hell. You're not in heaven. Right here on earth with your eyes open, you are in hell. It's a spiritual battle. Anyone that's trying to appease someone is in hell. And your government, your family members, your friends, which is no such thing, your husband, your wife, they want you fighting because they're operating for the devil. Why do you think the government removed all the police and all the bail bonds? They want you fighting. Why do you think they use the word racism and white supremacists like 90 going north? They want you fighting. They're operating from hell just like you. They're being controlled by their thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And emotions are evil. It's all about the money. And they want you fighting. The New York Post is reporting a murderer brutally punched a 68-year-old parishioner down the steps of her Queen Church early Sunday, then snatched her purse and rode off in her car. Watch this from Fox.
That woman's 68 years old, and she is currently in the hospital in critical condition. Let's take a look at that video. This was caught on surveillance. It shows the woman going up the church stairs. A suspect dressed in all black is seen running up behind her, and that is when the 68-year-old is punched and goes flying down the stairs of St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church. Police say the suspect then takes off with her purse, which had $300 in cash. He appears to continue to rummage through her belongings. He took her cell phone, car keys, and then sped off in her car. The NYPD did put out surveillance video and a picture of the suspect wanted in the attack. The suspect is described as being 18 to 25 years old and approximately 5'8".
Amazing, huh? You noticed they didn't mention he was black. His hair black, very black, a little black to me. They didn't mention that at all. They did not mention that he was black. He black. At least he looked black. They like one of those dark black Indian people or somebody. But he looked black to me, or Mexican. But he looked black to me. They didn't mention that. Here's a headline from the New York Post about it. Watch this.
Purse-snatching bully punches woman, 68, in face and down New York City church stairs, then takes her car as she lies in agony.
Amazing, huh?
New York Post.
You heard they say purse-snatching bully, right? Bully, they say. Not black. Bully. Purse-snatching bully. Well, let me introduce you to another story and hear how the Washington Post presented the story. This is from CNN. Chicago police fired as many as 96 bullets toward a man during a traffic stop, killing a 26-year-old and raising questions about whether officers use excessive force. Watch this from ABC.
We turn now to the horrific images tonight, the newly released police body camera video of a deadly police shooting in Chicago. Graphic images showing a driver pulled over for a seatbelt violation.
Tonight, an independent investigation underway after this traffic stop turned deadly. Chicago police body camera video capturing the incident that ended with officers firing a barrage of bullets, killing 26-year-old Dexter Reed. Police say Reed fired first.
Roll the windows down.
The ordeal unfolding just after 6 p.m. March 21st. Reed in the driver's seat of his white SUV, surrounded by five plainclothes tactical officers, guns drawn, who initially pulled him over for not wearing a seatbelt, and can be heard yelling commands at Reed.
Unlock the doors now!
In the video, Reed appears to ignore those commands.
Open the door now!
That's when Reed, investigators say, fired at officers, striking this officer, according to authorities, in the wrist. Reed, at the time of the incident, was facing charges for allegedly carrying a gun into a street festival. His mother, heartbroken.
He had just bought his new car 3 days before that.
Oh.
And he was just riding around in his car.
That's
he said,
right.
Mom, go for a ride. And they killed him.
Oh, Lord. She's fainting. Are they going to lock up her for what he did, if it's true? Where's Joel when you need him? He just riding around in his car. And they say he shot at the police, went up the door. You saw him trying to let his window up. So should the mama be going to tell Joel? Joel said, lock her up. Oh, let me tell Kim, Joel is on the case. And I want you heard them call the other guy a bully, right? Purse-snatching bully, according to the New York Post. Well, let's see what the Washington Post had to say about this incident. Watch this from the Washington Post.
Police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop.
Killing a black man during the traffic stop, but the other black man was a purse-snatching bully. They want you fighting. They want you angry. And they're using blacks to make sure it happens. You will never know God as long as you are turned away from your earthly father. Because everyone been turned away from the earthly father, you've been turned away from God. You got to love your earthly father. Your mother hates your father. She couldn't help it. Her mother did it to her. Forgive your mama and return to your fathers. You'll see. Salvation, life is about a return to the Father. I had some interest in, I wanted to read about that. Wikipedia, the parable of the prodigal son, also known as the parable of the two brothers, lost son, loving father, or of the forgiven father, is one of the parables of Jesus appearing in Luke 15, 11, 32. Jesus shared the parable with his disciples, the Pharisees and others. Watch this from the Bible Project.
There was a father who had two sons.
The older son is trustworthy and honors his father.
And the younger son, he's a mess. He rebels and cashes in his inheritance to travel far away and blow it all on partying and being stupid.
And then there's a famine in the land, and he runs out of money. So he has to scrape by taking care of somebody's pigs. And he's so hungry he wants to eat the pig slop, at which point it occurs to him, if I'm going to be a farmhand, I might as well go home and work for my dad. At least I won't be eating pig food. So he treks back home, rehearsing his apology.
Now, the father is certain that his son did not survive the famine. But then, one day, he sees someone walking down the road. It's his son. He's not dead. And so the father runs to him and embraces his son, kissing him all over.
The son starts his speech. Dad, I don't deserve to be your son. Maybe I could come and work for you.
But before he can finish, the father calls his servants to go get the nicest robe, new sandals, a fancy ring for his son. They are to prepare the best food for a banquet. It is time to celebrate.
Now later that day, the older brother arrives from a long day working in the field to discover his long-lost loser of a brother has come home, and they're celebrating?
And he gets angry. He refuses to join the banquet.
So the father finds the older brother outside, and he says,
Son, you are already in our family. Everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate your brother because he was lost, and now he's found. He was dead, but now he's alive.
Jesus wants the religious leaders to see the outsiders the way God sees them, as sons and daughters that are being reclaimed from death.
Amazing. That's so deep. All you have to do is return to the Father. Forgive and return to the Father. That's all you have to do. And you'll be home. All that emptiness you feel, the loss you feel, the loneliness, that's not you. You're yearning for the Father. Male and females. Why don't you give it a try and return to the Father? You have paradise right here on earth. Here's a little bit more about Jesus in the book of Luke. This is from the Bible Project.
In these Jesus communities, all outsiders are welcome.
Yeah, good news for the poor. That's one of Luke's main themes.
Yeah, you'll find it all over this section. The marginalized people that he heals, the shamed sex workers he reaches out to, the tax collectors he includes. This is Jesus' kingdom crew.
And Israel's religious leaders watch and start to criticize him. If he really is God's prophet, why is he welcoming sinners and eating with them?
Yeah, this section reads like the Battle of the Banquets. So Jesus throws these dinner parties as a symbol of how God's kingdom is here for the sick and the poor, people who could never pay him back.
Jesus also attends banquets with Israel's religious leaders.
Yeah, and he lays into them for becoming an arrogant, exclusive social club.
The leaders don't like all of this, and so as Jesus' road trip comes to an end, the conflict is at a boiling point.
Yeah, he's going to ride towards Jerusalem for Passover as they plot to take his life.
Amazing. Jesus came for the lost. He came for the drug addict, the homosexual, the lesbian, the murderer, the rapist, the so-called child abuse or child sex, whatever they call that. He came for the lost. He didn't came for those who thought they were already found. You're supposed to go into the darkness and be an example by being the light. Amazing. Why don't you stop taking sides? Why don't you stop judging yourself and others? Why don't you just simply live your life, stand alone, walk away from the crowd, walk away from the color, walk away from the male or female, walk away from all the different titles you've given yourself. Why don't you just because the way you're doing it is not working. Why don't you see that it's not working and try something else? Why keep the fight going? Why don't you walk away from the crowd and let them fight? And then they all turn and look at you walking away, and they will come after you. Because the devil can't stand for one to get away, and the crowd can't stand for one to get away, because now it means they might be wrong. Even though they all validated each other, they might be wrong. And so they will attack you, call you names and all kind of stuff. But if there is no you, they can't hurt you. It doesn't make one iota of any sense at all that human beings, it makes sense in that if you know who's driving human beings. Human beings are fighting over something called race. Isn't that amazing? Who cares? The devil does. They need you fighting. Watch this from Fox.
After he was pulled over, he shot at police first, and they returned fire. His gun was recovered, and he'd emptied his clip. Look at these headlines. Seatbelt violation ends with black man dead on Chicago street after cops fired nearly 100 bullets. Police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop. Deadly Chicago traffic stop where police fired 96 shots raises serious questions about use of force. Not one of those headlines tells you that Reed is the one who started the shootout.
I'm personally devastated to see yet another young black man lose his life during an interaction with the police.
All Reed had to do was comply.
Amazing. And so in case you missed that story, that was from out of Chicago, where according to the reports, some black guy driving down the road, window up, mask on according to the report, and had a gun. And the police tried to stop him. Dexter Reed, they tried to stop him. And we showed you the film yesterday where they were telling him to open your door, let the window down. And he let it down, but then it appeared that he let it back up. And then apparently, according to the report, he started shooting at the cops from the opposite of the car, because I didn't realize yesterday he was shooting. And he, according to the report, shot a police. A black guy shot another police officer, and it's been reported that officer was black. But what you just saw, Jesse Waters read those reports, they didn't tell you that. They want you fighting. And the reason they want you fighting right now, I believe, is because the elections are coming up and the Democrats look like they're going to be losing. So they're trying to get another Black Lives Matter, burning down America thing going on. Because they know that blacks are going to react. Even if it's not true, they don't care. And it's been reported that this Dexter Reed, black guy, whatever he was, whoever he was had been in jail already. He didn't want to go back, all kinds of stuff. But they don't tell you all that because they need you fighting. They need another riot to distract from the election coming up and get you mad so you can vote for the Democrats. They have nothing else to offer. And because most people are not in control of themselves, they look to experts, so-called experts, and tell them everything now, how to raise your children. They blame the cell phone people for your children being on a cell phone. Do you know that parents are blaming, and some people in the media are blaming, the cell phone people, the people who make the cell phone, who make the internet and all that, for children being addicted to it? It's like blaming the car that you had an accident. They are now blaming the schools for messing up kids. They have taken all the responsibility away from the parents, and they blame everybody else. It's not the social media fault that you don't love your children enough to protect them because the mother is trying to play man and go to work. Jealous of the men, don't even love the children anymore. So she throw them into, so the moment they pop out of the womb, they have a cell phone or a laptop or something in their hands because the mother don't have time to watch over no baby. She doesn't even have time to breastfeed them. She run down to the corner market, buy some baby formula and come and throw the bottle down the baby's throat while she go off and feed her ego. And so everybody is blaming somebody else for your screw-up. It's not social media fault. It's not the school's fault. It's your fault. Because you don't have to, if you had love for your children, you would not have to, you would not be sending them off to school. You would not give them a cell phone. Kids don't need cell phones, but you give them to them anyway. You can't blame social media for that. Everybody and their mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, are blaming someone else. You can tell when people are lost, they always blame someone else. You, as an adult, around the world, is responsible for you, and you only are responsible. You can't blame anyone else. Isn't that amazing? And so they want you fighting because the elections are coming up, I believe, and they're trying to create another scene with the blacks to get them to overreact. And I want you to see the drama of the black guy family members. It's all drama. Really, it's just drama. Playing a role to get the kind of result they want. Even the mayor of Chicago, a so-called mayor of Chicago, Johnson. Oh, I'm tired of black men being attacked. This is black man. Why every day black on black crime is out of control in Chicago. He doesn't care about that. If anything, he should say, you know what? Black people, till you stop acting this way with the cops, this is what you're going to get. This is what you're going to get. Black people, nobody love you, and you love nobody. White people, nobody love you, and you love nobody. Chinese people, Orientals. Mexicans, African, Venezuela. Nobody loved nobody. Egos does not have love. Egos are only about self. It's impossible to think of others when you're of your father, the devil. Amazing. And watch this from that family of that so-called black guy that was killed. CBS, the family of a man who was shot and killed by Chicago police are calling for criminal charges to be filed. Watch this from CNN.
They shot him down like an animal. Why did they shoot him that many times? He's already dead. Why you study shooting him like that?
Oh.
They killed my son and they killed me too.
Oh, yeah, it started right with an unconstitutional, pretextual, and unnecessary stop of Dexter Reed. And that's what precipitated the entire incident.
If you don't stop my nephew, he'll be alive today.
Reed's uncle sitting alongside his father.
When this happened to my nephew, I hope the police can understand that this is the same pain that they feel when an officer is killed in the line of duty.
It's a pain that manifests in memories and pain that manifests in despair.
They took my son away from me.
Looking at him, like, that woman like, go ahead.
He ain't got that no more. I don't know what I'm going to do without him.
actors and actresses on a stage. And if you're an emotional person, you'll fall for it. Come out from amongst the crowd and finally start living your life. Every human being, everyone, there's not one that's not evil and must be born again of love. But most don't know that they're evil. They call evil love. You notice how, especially with women, they call emotions love, normal. I'm a human being, they say. And the human beings feel this way. And something's wrong with you if you're not an emotional person. What they're saying is something's wrong with you if you're not evil, of evil. Every emotional person is evil. That bridge that was knocked down allegedly by a ship, Francis Scott Bridge. Now the Black Wanted name is something else called Francis Scott. Arguing that the author of the national anthem had slaves. Did you know there were Black people who owned Black slaves in this country? And all of a sudden, they had an opportunity. Now Francis Scott Bridge been taken down. Why ever happened? They want to rename it. And they feel good about it like they earned it. Watch this from One American News.
Joe Biden is committing you, dear taxpayer, to paying for the full cost of rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. And just to rub even more salt in the wound, the Associated Press is essentially asking its readers to question the namesake historical figure behind the bridge in the first place, arguing, quote, his personal history has made him a controversial figure in some quarters. In June 2020, a statue of him in San Francisco was taken down, end quote. Minor point amidst the tragedy, but if you think the new bridge is going to be named after a slave owner, who cares that he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, but Francis Scott Key, I have the remains of the Key Bridge to sell you. Kwaisi Fume Bridge, here we come. And yes, Fume is a real guy. He's a Democrat representing the 7th Congressional District of Maryland in the U.S. House of Representatives, so that could easily be a real possibility. Francis Scott Key may have owned a few slaves during his lifetime, but he actually argued against the peculiar institution during a case before the Supreme Court.
Amazing, huh? And now you're going to be riding across the bridge. Daddy, what's the name of this bridge? Fume. Who is Fume? Some Black guy. What do you do? Nothing. Zero. Well, why they named Fume Bridge? Because he was Black. I want to give you an example. If these stories are true that I'm about to show you, then I get back to your calls and super chat. I want to give you an example of what the devil looked like. And remember I told you the devil, evil come through the woman and that the woman is the gates of hell? Why is this? I bet you some of you are wondering what the real reason this was. Now you got to know. If it's true, you got to know. Yahoo, three students with severe autism suffer unimaginable abuse at the hands of a Littleton public school bus aide over the course of about 6 months, according to a local law firm representing the family. Watch this from NBC.
This is bus security footage recorded on March 18th. It shows bus aide Kiara Jones of Littleton Schools next to a 10-year-old boy named Dax. Dax is nonverbal and has special needs. Suddenly, Jones starts hitting Dax on the body, on the face with her hand, and elbow. Then she appears to stomp on his foot. Dax's mother noticed bruising on his foot and alerted the school district, which in turn notified Inglewood police. After reviewing video, police arrested Jones, who was 29 years old, on suspicion of felony assault.
Dare you fail my son in such an astonishingly preventable way.
Dax's parents spoke during a press conference with their attorneys. They say they did not want their son's face blurred so the public could see the harsh reality of what happened.
My sweet and loving son.
They accuse Littleton Schools of repeatedly dismissing concerns.
Countless bruises, countless scratches, countless injuries which we had no explanation for and seemed to fall on deaf ears.
Families believe their children have been tortured for months on the bus, and because all are nonverbal, they couldn't say anything about it.
The most vulnerable children in our society, beaten, tortured, mentally and physically, because Littleton Public Schools failed to do job number one.
I don't blame the school. I blame the parents, because apparently this woman is married. Why don't she keep her son home, this man's son home, and raise the son? Why not? If you didn't put them on that, you know that these people are evil. And these, you see examples of black women raising children. Look how bad their children are. You don't see black women raising decent, loving, respectable children. Why would you trust your children? And you know black people hate white folks. Not all, but most. They hate white people. Why would you put them on a bus with them? Why? It's your fault. White people, you know black people don't like you. You know that they already show every day they're attacking white children. Why would you put your kid can't even speak up for himself. Why would you put him on the bus with her? It's your fault. It's your fault. Yes, that woman is pure evil for doing that. But she didn't make you put your white kid on the bus with her. You didn't want to take home and raise your own children. I don't know what that family situation is, but I know that you have to protect your own children. Nobody else is responsible for your children but you. And I wonder now that you notice, would you stop sending your children to the school and put them on the bus with these black people? I doubt it, because you don't want to seem racist. And can you imagine what would have happened if the kid was black and a white aide was on the bus doing that to a black kid? The country would be on fire right now. White people, you got to look out for yourself at some point. But it's that type of spirit that's raising all black children. And when you see them out there acting out in schools and fighting and carrying on and killing one another and robbing and carjacking and all this stuff they're doing, it comes from the mother. It's the nature of the mother, which is the evil inside the children. It has nothing to do with white people, racism, slavery, or none of that. It's the anger that starts in the home. And then they go out into the world, and the devils tell them, these so-called leaders, that it's white people, it's slavery, it's this. We got to change the name of a bridge. And here's a message for all men. Just think about that. Had that been a white woman doing that to a black kid? The NAACP, Al Sharpton, and that little race hustler, other lawyer, whatever his name is, from Florida. I think he's from Florida. They'd be holding a press conference. The mama would be crying, falling out. Here's a message for all men. New York Post. The former Howard Stern Show writer who hit her alleged boyfriend while she was streaming it on YouTube, has issued an official apology. On Monday, Jordana was in the middle of a live stream when she got into a violent dispute with her alleged boyfriend. Watch this from X.
You're actually exactly what a zero is. Exactly. You have nothing to offer the world. Zero. Nothing. You have nothing. You're not creative. You're not interesting. And you're not smart. And you don't have a good personality. So that's how I feel about you. Aram Alapour sending of women and, you know, different sentences that he...
Sarah, I'm sorry about this.
Don't talk. Don't talk.
Wow.
Yes, Sarah, we're really sorry about this. I'm sending him your way.
She's just like almost broke my nose. She's going to get
No, you're fine.
She's a f***ing insane person. She's a
And just have your egg. Just have your egg.
Delete the number, please.
Oh, we're done.
Are you
killing
me?
Nice.
He's killing me.
No! What good for the goose is good for the gander. Man, you got to stop letting these women treat you that way. It just bring out the hell in them even worse. This woman, every woman is like this. Watch this. And this is a message for all men that you got to forgive and overcome your mother. So you, first of all, not be attracted to this kind of spirit in all women. Or if you do find yourself stuck with one because she fooled you and pretended to be a Christian, you'll be able to deal with it in the right way once you overcome it.
I'm not too well.
For the acts of their children. That's a hate over there.
I'm just of the hate window dressing.
So I got to ask Joel this.
I'm just diversity.
So should that woman, Paris, be arrested for what she done?
Throw everybody in jail at this point. Everybody got to go. Not one free person on the street. That's crazy for one. You're asking me about her specifically or what parent?
Her. Should her parents go to jail for the...
Her parents and her parents' parents' parents. Her whole last name to the very beginning need to go to jail.
Why?
Because that's insane. That's a crazy insane.
But how can her parent be responsible for her action?
Well, she's a grown woman, so she should go to jail underneath the jail by herself.
Would you let a woman smack you like that?
I think there's a limit to what... I think every moment deserves the moment to make the decision, but this lady here is like was like trying to beat him up. And I think that he was justified in dealing with it the way that he dealt with it.
Right.
And he's like, I had enough. It took him a little while. It looked like he kind of blew up at that point, and he was like, you know what, I'm done. Because she had punched him, and he just like was he just was like, ow.
He was like, this bitch.
So I think in that case, I think he was like, you know what, I had enough. You can't be doing this no more.
So would you let a woman smack you like that?
It depends on the moment, but not like that, no.
But a little softer?
It depends on the moment.
So if she smack you, if the moment is right, you okay with it?
Yeah, maybe there's a moment where I have to activate Jesus and turn the other cheek.
That's right. You think Jesus would let somebody smack him?
Maybe that sometimes he might.
Would you let a woman smack you like that? Hey.
Of course not.
Alpha male. That's why he got a large shirt on today.
I'm going
to grow into it. He's wearing a large and I'm wearing a large.
Amazing.
And we're both filling it out nicely.
That's right.
What other I want both of you responses, then I got to get back to the call. And this is an example that violence will not help you, folks. Watch this from X. An all-female rage ritual in the force. Watch this from X. Now do y'all believe in the hell come through the woman? You looking at Satan.
I seen that a little bit earlier this morning. And it's just crazy the level of unconsciousness that's there you can go in there and go that unconscious, not realizing and stepping back and looking at yourself and seeing that, like, this might just be a little bit overboard.
Describe for the podcasters what you were listening, what they were listening to.
What they were doing.
What those females were doing.
So these ladies are like taking out all their aggression, I guess, or emotions.
They went
and
into the woods.
They went into the woods, the forest.
And they look all white.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, they looked all white, and then they're taking out all their emotions and aggression, banging like a hammer or an axe or a different thing, or a stick. Stomping and screaming in the forest to release. It seems as if they're trying to release some type of frustration or tension. But, yeah, it's just looks like lost people.
That ain't gonna do it, ladies. Yeah. You gotta be born again of the Father. You gotta overcome the spirit of evil in your mind anymore. Beating up the woods ain't gonna do
not
it.
Not gonna do it.
You're still gonna go home and beat your husband. A boyfriend.
Totally unconscious. That's what it looked like to me.
Last word on that hate.
Not very attractive. Not attractive.
Yeah.
What a mess.